Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
Hi, Amy. How's it going?
Hi, Max. I'm great. How are you?
Very good, thanks. So, who are you and what do you do?
So, my name is Amy Pesquet. I work at Jean-Luc Pesquet Cognac. My husband is Jean Pesquet, so whatever he doesn't do, I do here. There's just the two of us, so we're a tiny cognac house in Grand Champagne and Petit Champagne. We have 14 hectares of vines, and we do everything here from growing the vines to distilling to bottling and then bringing the cognac to you. So we have two kinds of cognac, the cognac that comes from our property, which is all organic and has been since 1998. And we also purchase and bottle selections of cognac that we call l'esprit de famille. They're kind of like family treasures that have been kept by other brouilleurs de cru, so people like us who grow their grapes, make their wine, distill it. And then these people don't necessarily bottle, they usually sell in bulk. So we want to propose single cask special editions that really complement our younger cognacs because they're terroir cognacs as well. So that's what we do here at Jean-Luc Pesquet. And I help Jean make the selections. I help make the blends, but Jean's mostly in the vines and in the cellars and in the distillery. And then I'm at the end. So if you follow us on Facebook or Instagram, that's me. And I also do all of the like accounting and boring stuff in the office stuff.
Okay, great. So what is the name of the product we're tasting today?
So today I have for you an XO, especially for Christmas. We wanted to make something really exclusive linked to this calendar. So this is an XO that's made with cognac from 92 and 88. You can make the calculations.
And it was bottled?
It was bottled for September. Mm. It was bottled in September for this calendar. So this is something very special. It's around 40% alcohol. There has been a reduction, but much less reduction than, say, an organic 10, for example, because part of this lot was stored in very humid cellars. And so it actually got down very low, and part of it was stored in not so humid cellars. So that's a reduction par petit tout. So we get the cognac very low, and then you put it with other cognacs. So you don't really reduce with water per se. So this XO is kind of going to be in the older style of the Pesquet house. So my husband Jean took over from his father back in 2011. Before that, we had some very traditional cognacs, all blended, and they were labeled with very traditional labels, handwritten. And you could still find those sometimes, for example, on eBay, old bottlings, and those are very good cognacs. But we're much younger than my in-laws, and so we kind of wanted to renew the image of cognac and especially of our cognacs. So that's why we decided to change for L'Organique with the kind of different bottles, non-traditional bottles, non-traditional labels, and non-traditional labeling system. We felt like it was really hard to know what you were drinking, especially from a small producer, because so many small producers are going to give you a VS that's much older than the legal minimum age. So a VS is legally minimum 2 years aging. A VSOP is 4. A Napoleon is 6. And an XO is now 10. Back in 2017, an XO was just 6 years old. So we were bottling XOs at 25 to 30 years old. And in the same range as people who are bottling XOs that were 6 years old. So it was just really hard to know what you had in the bottle. So that's why we pretty much stopped it. But we did want to offer something really special and specific for Christmas and for this Christmas calendar. And so we decided to come out with these XO Christmas bottles, which are our old style XO. We had one barrel left of it. So this is what you'll be tasting today.
Yeah, very interesting. So it's a journey into the past, right? Of Pesquet, very different, yep. Very different taste style. I assume. In terms of growth area, can you tell us a little bit about growth area?
So this is from Grand Champagne, like most of our older cognacs. So we now have a vineyard in Petite Champagne, and we have since 2015. But historically, we've had seven, eight hectares in the Grand Champagne in Héraville, which is a property that's been in Jean's family since 1730. So most of our cognacs are Grand Champagne. We're moving toward single vintage cognacs, but from tout terroir. So you'll be seeing soon, hopefully, an organic four that's Fine Champagne, but a single vintage.
Nice.
Yeah, very exciting. Yep. Finally, we're getting there. So
cool.
Up until now, we've blended two vintages to make our L'Organique, which are like 4 and 5 years, 7 and 8 years, and 10 to 12 years. But we'd really like to be encapsulate in a bottle one single year. So before, we didn't have enough stock to do that. And we also wanted to make complexity in a bottle. So that's why we were blending two vintages. But now we'll be able to get that same complexity by blending two terroirs. So here we've blended 2 years. And it does make for a very supple, round, but mellow old cognac. So you have pretty much all the flavors you're looking for in old cognac, a lot of ripe fruits, you have spice, you have wood, and you also have this ground champagne rancio, which is accelerated compared to the organic tin, but it is much older than the organic tin. So it is a very different style from our L'Organique cognacs, but it is also much older than our L'Organique cognacs.
Yeah, that makes total sense. What about the color?
Color is always natural here. However, my father-in-law did used to use boisé, so this could have boisé in it. I'm absolutely not certain, but it could have boisé in it. Boisé, I don't know if you know, it's a historical enological product here in Charente. So what they do, they still make it today, plenty of it actually. You use wood chips from the cooperage process. So what's left over from making barrels, you put it in these baskets inside a Charente pot still. So inside the same kind of distillery as you distill cognac. And you distill them, but what's left in the pot still is what you're going to use to put in the cognac. So it's extract of dry wood. So my father-in-law made his own boisé and aged it and used that to color his cognac, because cognac hasn't always been economically as successful as it is today. So buying a barrel can cost between 800 and 1200 euros per barrel. And making boisé to color and wood the same amount of cognac costs about 20 euros. So when things aren't financially good, you know, the choice is pretty easy to make. Today, we've decided to use only new barrels because the flavor is so much deeper, the depth of profile and the different notes that you get is so much more interesting. But boisé isn't a bad product. But boisé is pretty amazing for what it can do. So this cognac could contain boisé because, again, it does have cognacs from my father-in-law in it.
Of course. Great. So let's talk a little bit about taste, nose and taste.
So I would say this one is much more mellow. You will get old wood spice and, again, just kind of ripe, very ripe fruit, maybe even candied fruit. It's still a lovely kind of golden color, even if it is old. We've never been folks to like very dark cognac here. So we've never really used caramel. And we've always filtered, but never chill filtered. So we haven't used sugar in a very long time. And my father-in-law did used to use a little tiny bit of sugar as a flavor exhauster before, but this one doesn't have any in it because it's my husband who bottled it. So no sugar added. But that non-shell filtering is going to give us kind of a whole cognac with those big molecules to coat your mouth. And so in your mouth. This one really does go down very smoothly, but it does go kind of everywhere in your mouth. I would say the top of my palate is touched more, and it's just going to be very, very long afterwards. So something you can sit and sip and smell and taste again and again, and there will be different kind of layers of flavors and aromas that come out throughout the time that you're sipping on your glass.
Okay. Many thanks, Amy.
Okay.
See you soon in the Cognac region.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Max.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!